This is October 20th, 1985, Albuquerque, New Mexico. And before we begin this morning, I'd like to say a few words about our annual January workshop. So then, good morning, Bartholomew. I would like to talk about something today that I'm sure has nothing to do with any of you. It has to do with the subject of fear. Those of you who do not refer to this as part of your problem, this is a good time to leave. None of this will make any sense to you at all. I would like to, if I could, do two things. Outline fear as it is seen from the other side, to perhaps give you a vaster vision of the situation so that you might have a better chance of seeing creative ways to change things, and to also give you a true statement of hope of how to take care of this kind of life-threatening feeling. If you were to observe the globe from outside of the universe as you know it, you would see varying bands of energy and power moving toward it and through it and out the other side of it. But the interesting thing about it, of course, is that they're coming from all sides of it. It's not just coming from the right or the left or up or down. They come from all sides, commingle. It's as if this point of power that you call Earth is not only a point of power with things coming into it constantly, but also has that wonderful capacity of radiation out of it. So it is in a true sense a giving and a receiving. If you are to use this idea in your own mind and see yourself as an extension, as this one point of power also, then what you will begin to feel in your being is that you are receiving from all sides of you this energy and this power, and at the same time, the wonderful, delightful, blissful joy of energy going out. You are not an endless tube through which things are only stuck and stuffed and never come out the other end. This is not a true view of who you are. When you begin to acknowledge that there is such a thing as amazing powers that move through you and through this globe, and begin to decide inside of yourself to be the responsible observer of all of this, one of the things that you will run right into is a clear understanding that something stops the feeling. Now, my friends, nothing stops the going of the energy because, quite frankly, you are not, any of you, solid enough to stop the energy from moving, and aren't you glad? So no matter what you do, you must understand you are porous. You are constantly alive and porous and dynamic, and things are constantly moving through you. This is how they can say that the divine part of you is constantly in motion, extending, creative, showing you the way, if you want, giving you the next light, the next step, the next awareness as you move through this. You are not alone on this voyage at all. Now, where you as humans have the difficulty is that the feeling tone of this energy moving through you is something that you have to decide to create a relationship with. And when you decide to do this, as all of you have, the thing that you run into immediately is fear. Now, fear, what is it? Let us go back to our beginning idea of this amazingly wondrous vortexes of energy coming from all sides of the createdness and outside of it into the vastness and even beyond that, moving through into what you now call time-space and embracing this globe. Around the surface of this globe, there is a vibration. It is called universal fear. It's a name for it. The human dilemma, human confusion, human misunderstanding, the illusions that the separated ones on this planet have brought into creation. And I would like to tell you that it is the humans that have brought this into creation. It did not come from the vast reaches of deep space, but from out of the turmoil of life on this planet. Now, if you want to be very gloomy, you can say that this is a great problem. But indeed, if you would just begin to release that idea, then we have a wonderful opportunity of deciding how it is that we look around at you, my friends. A great many people all over the world are listening to just such ditherings as you're listening to now. And the only thing that the dithering is trying to say to you is, just listen to a few isolated ideas and put them into practice. And the easiest one is to tell you how to begin on your side to move awareness tunnels through this thing that surrounds your globe. Now, for many, many, many years, mankind has not made a concerted effort to make openings in that covering. And that is why you have felt trapped. When you talk about a new age, what we are talking about is the coming of the openings of those curtains that seem to you to be so very, very thick. It's the rending of the veil. It's the pulling aside of the past. For the first time, this globe has made the statement, we are ready to join with other. For many, many years, my friends, for many, many, many lifetimes, you operated in a very, very small system. And you played within the system, and you did the best you could in this system. But one wondrous lifetime, each one of you said, we need something from outside. We cannot on our own do it. Now, all of your great ones have told you this from the beginning. By yourself, you can do nothing. And now, look, the belief is very clear. Now, how do you go about it? The first thing is to really understand something that many people have tried to bring forward, and I would ask you to hear it again. It is all old information in your mind. Energy follows thought. The law states energy follows thought. If you, as a consciousness, every day of your life, as often as you can, will begin to visualize yourself making openings not only above yourself, but to see the whole globe having openings, the reticulata of the Christ, if you wish to put it this way, the wonderful network and the webbing, all of this work that they have been doing for the planet, indeed, you see, it's not so much for the planet, my friends, it's for you. And in every moment that you start to make this decision to open up and blast through that cloud of depression, two things will happen. One, you will do it for yourself, and in so doing, you will begin to feel freer. Energy follows thought. If you learn nothing else in this lifetime, get it now. Energy follows thought. As you think, so do you get it. And if you do not believe me, then begin to experiment with your life. It's the most creative thing that you as a consciousness can possibly learn. So, energy following thought. The more of you and Moss begin to not only see your own consciousness breaking open and amazingly wondrous things now communing with you back and forth, but every time you do this for yourself, you do it for the planet as a whole, and everything is added to everything is added to everything. And then this thing that you have called the New Age comes into understanding. The New Age is nothing more than openings being made in what you have thought to be an impenetrable veil that could not be penetrated until death. One of the greatest lies that you have been perpetuating on yourselves is that enlightenment comes at death. You can begin to experience the incredible power now. You do not have to wait, and you choose it every moment of your day. You choose it, you choose it, and you choose it. I do not care what your poor and paltry and puling and whining life has been like. And in celebration of Mary Margaret's birthday, I say this to her too. I do not care about her puling and whining life. What I care about and want you all to hear is the choice is clear. Do you stay with the puling and the whining, or do you make the decision, enough of that, and I am going to do something totally new? The moment that you make that choice, day after day, you will find a very amazing thing. Please go back to this view of the globe and this wondrous, alive energy that you have created, all of you, around it, that you call limitation, depression, fear, all of this. Now, outside of that, and this is what you call God, is the most amazing, dynamic, alive, enlightening, enlivened energy that you could possibly imagine. It is past your imagining. And it is all the time pressing on this globe. I want to make this very clear. You know, the divine is not somewhere out there waiting for you to call, hoping that you'll make a connection. Oh dear, I do hope I'm in the right place at the right time because Earth might need me. God doesn't talk like this. God is always present in whatever way you want to think about it. But please get the idea. Just as when you sit in intensive meditation, you begin to feel, do you not, the pressure? Do you not? Those of you who do intently meditate, there comes a time when you begin to feel the pressure all around you. It's almost as if something has just enveloped you and is pressing in on you, making inroads, and you begin to have various feelings. Sometimes you begin to feel like the mountain is strong as a mountain. Sometimes you feel like you're filled with lead and you're going to fall through the floor. Sometimes you feel the pressure is so intense that you are sure that you're going to come out with a crashing headache. Any of these things are outward and visible signs of a truth, which is that that pressure, as it pushes in upon you, is constantly pushing in upon this planet all of the time. You don't have to go out and find or even to make God real. It's there. So every time that you open up these openings around this fog, because it does appear to be a fog, perhaps even a smog, that dark places in it. Every time you make the effort for the opening, the thought goes out, the opening is made, and this is the trick of it, please. At that moment, all of these energies that you have been told are entering this planet in a flood tide have a way in. I will tell you something. Just as you will not be entered with the presence of God without your conscious choice, neither will this planet. Do you hear me? Neither will this planet. You have to invite the host, the holy ones. You do the inviting. They do the coming. But the invitation lies with you. This is your planet. This is your creation. You have created a great deal of what goes on in the human realm. And so it is really up to you, my friends, and if it is your choice to make these changes, to make these openings that will bring this incredible power flooding through this in a quickening of your consciousness, the choice is up to you. Now, it is also true that I've just said a lie. Just a minute. The lie is that this energy will never come without your calling. There will come a time, if you do not do the calling, that the energy will have to begin what we call the override. You are on a relatively destructive transit, and you don't have to go past your television set to know this to be true. If it ever gets to the place that things seem to be truly out of control, then those that you would call the great ones will make the choice and the energy will enter. But I will tell you something. That's not what you want. It is not decided, my friends. Nothing is written. It is being written. The reason that I put this before you today is because you are all aware, if you've been listening to anything, astrological or otherwise, 1986 is going to be a pivot year. 1986 is going to be a year of choice. Choices are made individually. I'm not here to frighten you. It doesn't matter in the end what happens here. You are alive and will always be alive, and you will simply go on and do whatever it is you have to do. The reason that I'm bringing this forward to you is to ask you a very simple thing. If you wish to fill yourselves as soon as possible with as much as possible, then I ask you to give your entire attention to making these openings, moment by moment, if not that, hour by hour. And my friends, when I say hour by hour, I would like for you to understand that's exactly what I mean. Many of you think if you sit down for 5 minutes a day and say, all right, God, here I am, now let's get this done with because I have to brush my teeth and make my coffee, and who knows, I'm busy, God, you know, I'm really busy. So I want you to be there, and I want you to really hear me because I've only got a little bit of time, and so here it is. Now, that kind of approach, of course, ends up being rather unproductive for you as a consciousness. What ends up being most productive is for every one of you in this room, if you would just look around and realize how many of you are here, if everyone in this room was committed to every hour in some way opening up that perforation, making their own thrust, have you any idea what would happen? Hour by hour by hour. It would become an endless song that would just begin to make the heavens open up. You know, all those words, you have them all in your consciousness. And the heavens open up and the gods reveal themselves. This is what we're talking about. It's the time of the opening up. But the call has got to come from you. And as long as you understand that every hour counts and every time counts, out of this wonderful knowing, something exciting begins to happen to you. Miss Darns, I'm very pleased to see you. What happens to you is that this incredible exchange that you have started to make begins to have a song in you. Now look, the song of God is hearable and feelable and knowable and understandable. It is not some enigma that you have to have a computer to figure out. It is clear. Every time that you make the thrust of the opening, you begin to sing. Because what happens is the connection begins to be made in you, in this physicality of who you are. And as you thrust up, so you wait for a moment. You know, it's, for example, if you were going to call up a friend, you wouldn't say, may I speak to you, and then turn around and walk away. You'd wait a minute, and they'd say, well, yes, I think I've got time. Some kind of an exchange. You would wait, but you don't wait. You give out what you have to say, and then you turn it off, and you walk away. The other half of this wonderful exchange is the quiet waiting, is the incredible, peace-filled, calm waiting, the listening, the awareness of the waiting for the bridegroom or the bride, whichever way you want to put it, depending on who you are. It is an actual reality that these things are absolutely felt and acknowledged and enlivened in you and through your body goes out into the world and makes changes. You want to change this world? Do you want peace? Do you really want those things? The only thing that I see as absolutely maximum is for you to begin the responsibility of being the one who receives the energy, transmutes the power, and sends it out. And all you have to do is say, here I am. All you have to say is, use me. You don't have to say, use me as a great and wondrous person. Use me as the star of the show. Use me as whatever. No, no, you don't have to. All you have to say is, use me. Use me. Now, the difficulty here, of course, and those of you who have already done this know that this is a terrible trap. Because the minute that you really say this and begin to, then you find yourselves on stages talking. You find yourselves running churches. You find yourself doing any number of things. All right, now, that's the bad part of this. I understand. But what I ask you to really know is that the moment that you have made the real commitment, and many of you already have and don't even know that you're living out what it is you're supposed to be doing, the minute that connection is made, your life starts to change. Things that you used to delight in fall away. The ways that you used to do things are no longer interesting to you. And then the struggle comes up between the old and the new, between those around you and yourself. And then out of that comes all of the difficulties, and I know you all know precisely what I mean. It doesn't matter. I will tell you once again, it doesn't matter. I do not care where you live. I do not care what you do. I do not care how you feel about yourself. Only one thing I know. The moment that you choose to be that channel through which things begin to change in you, everything around you will change and change and change again. And in that fear, you're going to begin to understand what it is to overcome fear. Fear is nothing more than the belief that you are separated from the one thing that you know is your safety. Each one of you, in the deepest part of your psyche, are absolutely convinced there's only one place of safety. If you have identified something outside of yourself as your safety, I ask you to reconsider. Because you are fighting against your own inner nature. If you believe that your wife or your husband is going to save you, don't believe it. If you believe that an institution, or whatever it might be, your job, is going to save you, please don't believe it. There's only one thing, and you see, when you start getting in alignment with that belief, then you start living your own inner life, because this is what happens. Most of the time, you're out there trying to keep things in control because that's your safety. You know, if people smile, you're safe. You know, everybody knows that, right? Well, people have been smiling at you all your life, and you don't look like you feel very safe. You see, it's got nothing to do with the people out there. It's got nothing to do with your bank account. It's got nothing to do with anything. Those of you that have large bank accounts, you don't look any less afraid than the ones without any. It's just that you have a different kind of a fear. Fear is not essential to human life. I would like to repeat, fear is not essential to human life. May we have a round of applause, please? I mean it with all of my being. It is not essential. It is the thing that keeps you from moving with power and light and lightness and amazement and wonder and trust. You don't trust, and you don't trust because you have been trusting in the wrong thing. Nothing I am saying is new to you. All I am asking you to do is to clearly hear. Fear is a conditioned response that comes to you over many, many lifetimes when you have gone to the wrong place and asked for safety. And instead of safety, you have gotten disappointment. There is no one in this room that has not been deeply disappointed by their fellow man. So be it. You have disappointed others. No blame. Nobody needs to cry. Everybody is equally the victim. And equally, those who are perpetuating. It doesn't matter. That is the old. The moment that you really begin to be conscious that fear is not essential in your life, you will begin to place another alive vortex of energy in its place. My friends, many of you go through a lot of trouble to get yourselves cleared in your being. And I do feel that this is a valid thing. You go through many people, many kinds of ways that clear up your psyche. And you get yourself in a nice state of balance, and everything's fine. And then, because you have put nothing else in it, you go back out into your life, and lo and behold, soon you are filled with the same things that you filled with when you began. It is at that point, when you find yourself finally feeling a little bit different, even if it's the slightest bit different, that out of your awareness you must now pull the question, what is it I'm going to stick in there? What am I going to put in there? And be responsible. Don't please sit around and say, oh, I'm sure God will tell me. God is telling you all the time. Just be alive. Make your choices and be responsible. Being a master of your life and being a warrior in your life living is by saying, I believe these to be the best possible choices, and I will stand by my choices. If I be wrong, I accept. I will not place the blame on other. I choose this. And out of all of these choices, this seems to me in my deepest heart to be that which will inspire my life. And I call it in. I call it in now. If I be wrong, then I stand ready to make another choice. The mastery of your life lies in your choices, and that simply means every time you take something out of you, what is it you're going to put in? Now, the other major problem with the human consciousness right now has nothing to do with spirituality. It has to do with physicality. The place where you're all getting stuck, many of you, I shouldn't say all, there's no such thing as all, but most of you are getting stuck is on the physical level. The energies are moving and they're coming in and they're running right up against what I would call your old patterns, around your old crystallizations, around the old. And they're bouncing and they're rattling around, and as we have discussed before, the earthquakes are starting to come, are they not? They're here. The whole place is being shaken from top to bottom. And in that shaking, the old incrustations are getting ready to lose their hold and they're beginning to go. But in that process, which can be very fearful, the thing that I ask you to do, instead of sitting there and endlessly trying to analyze what the incrustation is all about, if you're aware of it, fine, acknowledge it and go on. Instead of that, please start doing exactly what you've always been asked to do, which is to start the energy of the thought system that begins to move you toward a total new state of consciousness. I do not feel sorry for anyone in this room. Life has not done anything to anyone that they did not willingly choose to move into. By that choice, you have had the opportunity to either learn or to stay asleep. If you believe that the world has poisoned your life, that the world is responsible for your unhappiness, then you have got to learn the basic lesson, which is that you have done it. That is the most revealing and the most freeing concept. Until that time, you are not a warrior. You're simply a child waiting for dad and mom to come along and take care of the boogeyman that's living in your bedroom. You have got to do it. And you simply do it. Moment by moment, by following the simple law, energy follows thought. Many of you are afflicted with physical handicaps, some major, some minor. What I would like to suggest to anyone who has any kind of consideration about the physicality is to really understand that just as energy in motion clears things out, bodies in motion clear things out. When you begin to move your body in a definite way with the understanding that you're ready to clear out some of the debris that is accumulated, what begins to happen is that a new life energy following thought begins to fill the body. Otherwise, you know this, don't you? It goes on an endless round, around you and around you endlessly. If you would only understand that the body tells you something about itself, and if you can begin to move, watch how you move. Do you walk like this? How do you walk? How do you walk? What are you thinking about when you walk? Do you walk or do you always drive? You know, do you drive from one seat to another all over town? You know, what do you do with your life? If you would just begin to understand that to whatever degree of physical movement that you can put into your life, you are going to help your psyche. You are not separated like Gaul into three parts. There is plenty of you united. The body, the mind, the emotions, the spirit, they're all one. You make, see, so many of you, I'm getting a little frustrated here because I see that so many of you are what I call the spiritual goody-goodies, which means you sit and you do all the good meditation and then you take all this energy in and it's stuck. And it's stuck in you and it's stuck in you and you start getting headaches and you, oh, Mary Margaret should hear this one. You start getting headaches. Start getting headaches, all these things happen. What is it that's happening here? What is it that is telling you? The thing is to do, to find out, when you start moving your body with determination, with consciousness of, I am ready to move this body for Christ's sake, literally, you will begin to find a wonderful thing. When you begin to move with the true deliberation within your being that you are ready to let the old go, and the new enter. When you begin to walk expecting to feel energy in motion around you, you are going to begin to take on a cellular change. My friends, it does not make any sense to say that the divine is going to enter everything except your cells. Because if you stop and think about it, if that be true, then nothing is going to change. Now, you're very clever. Very, very clever. You have a set of what you call chakras. There are many more than seven. You have many, many chakras all over the body, which are nothing more than these wonderful points of power saying, fill me, fill me, fill me, fill me, change me, move me. When you begin to know that you are a walking receptor with the capabilities of feeling life in motion, then out of this comes what I call the walk with the divine. It is a walk. You don't walk alone. It is constantly alive and buzzing and humming through you. When you begin to move with deliberate awareness, then every moment of your life when you are in motion is equally as beneficial to you as the moments when you're seated. Now, a lot of you, I will grant you, do very well in your seated mode. But I tell you again, we're talking about the need to move it out, to get it going. Whatever way you pick, I ask you not to shortchange yourself on this, because you will be sorry. Stop and think about it. If more energy is entering the earth plane, that means more energy is entering you. If you do not make any changes in your physical life pattern, you are going to be filled. And that's what I mean. You are going to get fuller and fuller and fuller, and all of the complications are going to come out of that. Pain, pressure, difficulties. And it doesn't take a great deal. Your body knows the amount of power it needs to move in the world. It knows, according to who you are, what is required. Please, please, my dear friends, don't now go to your physical fitness guidebook and look it up and say, according to my age and my weight, I have to walk and I have to do... That's not what I mean. You are the possessor of the most wondrous diagnostic tool of all, which is your consciousness. Some of you, quite frankly, are overdoing your physicality, which is even harder for you to figure out. If you start paying attention, the body will begin to tell you when it feels that point of rest, when it feels that point of need. And you see, my friends, since most of you live from the neck up, you don't really get the feeling of how wondrous it is to live from the neck down. But I will tell you, my friends, you're going to be in trouble in the next age if you don't learn how to live with your body. I agree with you that religion has told you that you shouldn't have one, which is a little hard because you've got one. When you start paying attention, asking it, you know, it's the best friend you have. Well, friend, what do you want today? You know, you ask your children, you ask your husbands, your wives, your friends, your neighbors, you ask God, ask your body, what would you like today? And I will tell you very clearly, when you begin to have that rapport, the body will answer, and it answers explicitly. Spirituality is not a matter of the mind. Spirituality is not in the mind. I agree, the mind is wondrous because it creates images that you can then follow and make useful in your life. I agree with you. But please, the body sings with the need for emotion, for action, for appropriateness. If you begin to build a bridge with your body, you're going to run into a fear. And the fear goes like this. My body wants to do this. And my old religious thought says that I can't, and now what am I going to do? If it's not a religious thought, it's my mother, or it's my father, or it's my grandmother. Someone out there has given you a great many rules. Have you noticed, my friends? Have you ever sat with your mind and listed your rules? Your rules for relationship, your rules for eating, your rules for sitting, your rules for... endless. When you run into these rules, then you have this terrible dilemma. And this is, of course, the spiritual dilemma. Because what is being asked of you is to be the Buddha. The Buddha sat there and he said, nuts. We talked about this last time. He said, nuts. I've done all of your rules. I've done it exactly right. I was the best boy you ever knew. You've never known a better boy than I've been. I have done everything. I've renounced. All I'm eating is one grain of rice. Is that too much, God? Is there anything? I mean, I have had nothing to do with all the things that they told me I shouldn't. And I'm not there. Here I am. Sitting. You can wait and get to that extremity if you want to. And it won't be hard if you're really paying attention. But at that moment, what the Buddha was saying to you is what I'm asking you to reflect back now, which is this. At that moment, he said, I've got to make my own rule. I have got to know within my being what it is that I must do. You have got to make your way across the sky by your own way to the light. Your rules are embedded in you. When you get in touch with your rule of what you need, you accelerate your growth 100%. I repeat. When you get in touch with your way, you accelerate your growth 100%. Many of you are stuck because you're following somebody else's rule. Whatever it might be, I ask you to take it out and look at it. In so doing, you are going to begin to find the vital feelings moving in you. And when the fear comes up, oh my God, God isn't going to love me if I do this, I want to give you something to think about. I want you to test that statement, and I want you to be victorious enough of a warrior to go ahead and do whatever it is. Eat that piece of meat, whatever it might be. Whatever it might be, drink that beer and pay attention. I didn't say drink 16. I said drink it. Quit your job that you hate. And then, and this is the important thing, please, pay attention. Pay attention. Do you feel vaster or do you feel smaller? Do you, in the process of doing this, feel happier, lighter, or do you feel heavier? Find out where the heaviness comes from. And if it comes from a statement that you hear running through your mind that you know comes from someone outside of yourself, I ask you to keep going back into yourself and saying deeply within there, show me the way. Lead me in all things. Now, please, I have told you before, those of you that are here before, there is a mechanism within the physical body, when paid attention to, when you ask it a question, it responds. You either get a rising forward or a laying back. The body responds. The wholeness of your being responds. It rises up or it falls back. Your guide is constant. The question remains, where do you go for your advice? I beg you to be serious about this. The world is very complicated, and there are many, many rules, and everyone would love to be an authority. I am not an authority. I am a brother who says to you, please be your own authority. Take the responsibility 100 times a day of checking in with yourself. What do you say, self? What do you say? Is it yes? Is it no? What is it? And then take the leap of faith, which every warrior must do, to do what you feel and stand responsible for your results. Fear will end in you when you have honestly connected with that response mechanism in your physical body. Once you know as an absolute truth that the trigger and the mechanism lies in you under all circumstances, then you will never have to question outside of yourself again. And the moment that you know, and you have a way of touching that knowing, ease comes into your mind, into your body. You no longer have to worry. You have been trained to make two distinctions. Am I right or am I wrong? I ask you to make another distinction right now. Is it clear in the forward action, or is it clear in the back? Your body will tell you. Fear can be eliminated the moment that you know with all of your being that you have the way to your truth and to your light. You are the way to the truth and the light. Please believe this. The power lies with you. Practice it. Day after day, hour after hour, practice. Become one with yourself. Become one with your truth. And no fear can enter, because fear comes when you are afraid that you're going to do it wrong. And then if you do it wrong, God will not love you. I cannot convince you that God doesn't care. God loves you no matter what, but you don't know that. But the moment that you find that switch within you, endlessly telling you, filling you with that knowing of the rightness of things, then you will understand something far deeper. You are the way to the truth and the light. Discover your way, and fear is not ever necessary again. You have no idea how loved you all are. That energy waiting, moving, coming, pushing, yelling at you, comes to show you one thing only. You have never been separate. You never could be separate. You are that. You are that. You are all the things that you seek. You are them. Have never been separated and never will be. You cannot be separated from yourself. Please listen and hear your own light and your own truth. Thank you all for coming.